ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, for the final time this year, we welcome you to the Lady Beavers postgame show here on Class Kiss 101.7. As Mountain Home's season does come to an end, the Lady Bombers fall in the semifinals of the Class 5A state tournament here at Cyclone Arena in Russellville. Lady Raiders get the victory 50-31. Mountain Home led at the end of the first quarter. Actually, they had built a 14-9 lead.
About that, ladies and gentlemen. So what happened was, Mountain Home had a 14-9 lead, and Lloyd Nelson just went on a run that extended into the third quarter. 14-0 run before Mountain Home scored again, and boy, the Lady Raiders just took over from there. Let's go ahead and get our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game. It was Kate Gilbert. She ended up with 12 points on the day, and she's really had a good tournament. Just not enough today to put Mountain Home over the hump. She was the only player in double figures for the Lady Bombers. Emma Martin ended up with 9, all from 3-point range in her last game as on the basketball team. 6 points for Anna Grace Foreman, and 2 each for Emily Payne and Annie Norcross. Nelton with 2 players in double figures, Alana Eaton, who's going to be, again, playing at the University of Arkansas next year. She ended up with 19 points. Briley Pena was the other one with 15, including a perfect 7 of 7 from the free throw line. 4 points each for Travia Woodruff and Tali Walker-Bird. 3 points on the day for Wakiria Daniels, 2 each for Daly Dacus and Legerian Stevenson, and 1 for Layla Eliotti. This game had 2 ties and 2 lead changes. Once Nelson took the lead back, they would not relinquish it. Mountain Home ended up with 13 turnovers on the day. Nelson had 10 today. One quick public announcement. The Arkansas Activities Association is one of 50 organizations, state organizations, that belong to the National Federation of State High School Associations. This association formulates policies, game rules, and standards for inter-school competition. The schools of Arkansas have adopted these rules on eligibility, which correspond to those recommended by the National Federation. And so with that loss, Mountain Home's season is going to come to an end with a record of 23 wins and 7 losses. Nelson is going to improve to 27-5 on the season. They will play for the state championship next Saturday morning at 11:30 at Bank OZK Arena in downtown Hot Springs. They will play the winner of tonight's 6 o'clock game between Little Rock Christian and Greenwood. Just to let you know, too, the first boys semifinal is actually getting about 9 minutes away from getting started, and that will be between West Memphis and Maumelle, set for a 1:30 tip-off. And then the other boys semifinal is set for 7:30 tonight between Marion and Jacksonville. So, again, Mountain Home suffers the 19-point loss to wrap up the season, and that is going to put a wrap on it. I want to, again, say thank you to the seniors, Emma Martin, Abby Martin, Leah Jackson, and Anna Grace Foreman. Have been so much fun to watch over these last few years, and I hate to see them go out this way, but I know they will be going on to bigger and better things for their life. So, again, it's a 19-point loss for Mountain Home. That's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and this season. I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, who's been with me all year long. back at the controls. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online this year at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score today from Russellville High School Cyclone Arena. The Nelson Lady Raiders 50 and the Mountain Home Lady Bombers 31. Have a good day, everyone.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. And yes, once again, congratulations to the Lady Bombers for making it this far, despite the fact that they suffered a heartbreaking loss this afternoon. But, you know, making it to the semifinals of the state championships is nothing to sneeze at. So congratulations again to them for making it this far. And we want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in with us this season for Bomber Basketball action. And as I've said before, if you've missed any broadcast or you just want to revisit your favorite game of the season, be sure to go online to our website at ktlo.com and click on Bomber Sports under the podcast tab. Once again, I'm Joe Shipman. Thank you for tuning in this season and have a great day.